In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mother, brother, sister in Christ, on this fourth Sunday of Easter, the Church lifts our hearts to one of the most tender and consoling images Jesus gave us, Himself as the Good Shepherd, the one who knows each of us by name, whose voice calms our fears, who walk ahead of us through every dark valley, and who lays down his life not out of duty, but out of love. And as we contemplate this mystery, we are invited not only to admire the shepherd, but to look honestly into our own hearts, to recognize our responsibility to shepherd others with love, and to become a good and holy sheep who follows the voice of Christ with trust, humility, and fidelity. In the first reading, we see Peter, once impulsive, once afraid, now standing before the crowds with courage that comes only from the Holy Spirit, proclaiming Christ so powerfully that 3,000 people were converted in a single day. And this reminds us that a good shepherd is not only born ready, but shaped by grace, purified through trials, and strengthened by God to lead others to healing, conversion, and new life. In the second reading, Peter teaches us that a true shepherd must be willing to endure hardship and sacrifice for the sake of the flock, just as Christ suffered for us and left us an example to follow. A real shepherd does not run away, does not choose comfort, does not give half of himself. He gives everything, protects the weak, carries the wounded, guides the lost, and loves with a total self-giving love of the good shepherd. But my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel today reminds us that we are not only called to be shepherds, we are also called to be a good and holy sheep. And this requires humility, attentiveness, and obedience. Because Jesus says that his sheep recognize his voice. They listen to him. They follow him. They will not follow a stranger. And this means that our spirituality, spiritual safety, our moral clarity, our inner peace depend on our ability to distinguish the voice of Christ from the countless voices of thieves and robbers in our world. Voices of deception, voices of division, voices of temptation, voices that promise freedom but lead to slavery, voices that promise pleasure but lead to emptiness, voices that promise life but lead to death. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, the image of the Good Shepherd invites us to examine not only whether we belong to the flock, but whether we truly live as a sheep who listen and follow. I remember, wherever I go, almost I visited 20, 25, 30 countries as a missionary in Asia, in Latin America, in Europe. I heard always, not only, of course, inside the church, but especially outside of the church during our missionary life. We often hear people say, I am Catholic, but not practicing. What does this reveal? It shows that for many, faith has become more an identity than relationship, more of a level than a living commitment. To be a Catholic is not only to be baptized or to come from a Catholic family or study at Catholic church, Catholic schools, universities. It is to walk daily with a shepherd, to recognize his voice, to follow him with trust. A sheep does not simply claim the shepherd. It depends on him, listen to him, and stays close to him. What does it mean to become a good sheep in the Lord's flock? First, a good shepherd is one who trusts. Trust means placing our life in the hands of Christ, even when the path is uncertain. Many drift away from practice because they rely only on themselves, on lost confidence in God's guidance. But the sheep that must trust never wanders far, because it knows the shepherd will lead it to safety. Second, a good sheep has firm conviction. Today, many identify as Catholic, but choose only certain teaching to follow while ignoring others. How many Catholics say, I believe in God, I believe Christ, but I don't believe the church. I don't follow what the church really teaches us. Because it's a hindrance, obstacle. And that's why they remain lukewarm, tepidity, ignoring the moral teaching of the church. How many Catholics baptized, coming from Catholic university, but they are in favor of abortion? They are voting also those who promoted abortion, not only here in the U.S. and all over the country. How many? Those immoralities, most of them coming from the Catholic university, from the Christian, we call it university, supposed to be follower of Christ, the voice coming from Christ, because they are teaching the teaching of the church, the teaching of Christ. But yet, true conviction means embracing the faith, not partially but wholeheartedly, a deep interior yes to God, not only when it is easy, but also when it is challenging. The third, a good sheep is faithful. Faithfulness is shown in concrete action. participating in Sunday Mass, comparing in the restaurant, I think full, or there is no space, you have to wait for 1 hour, 2 hours here in New Bedford, a lot, no? But during the Mass, how many? No? Many of us, especially in the city, a lot of Irish, Portuguese, coming from Catholic family. But where are they? Because lack of faithfulness and faithfulness. Receiving the sacraments, maintaining a life of prayer, adoration, and other sacraments that they receive, or studying the Catholic school, many young nowadays graduating from the Catholic school, universities, but they are living together without the sacraments. It contrasts the teaching of the Good Shepherd. Without this faith, weakens just as sheep becomes vulnerable when separated from the flock, being not non-practicing, often means that this faithfulness has grown cold, but it can always be rekindled. Finally, a good sheep is obedient. Obedience is not about restriction, but about love and trust in the shepherd who knows the way. In a world that glorifies independence, above all, obedience can seem difficult. Yet it is precisely through obedience that we remain united with Christ and His church. My dear brothers in Christ, the danger today is not always often rejection of faith, but quite drifting away, a slow distancing of the heart. And many still say, I am Catholic. And that is already a grace, because it means that the connection has not been completely lost. And thanks be to God, we are so proud we are here. And so are many adorers, devotees, consecrated, that we are Catholic by the grace through intercession of Our Lady. And not just belong to His flock in the name, but to live a true sheep who hear His voice. Let us ask ourselves, do I identify as a sheep, or do I truly follow the shepherd? And may the good shepherd draw us closer, renew our hearts, and lead us back, so that our faith may not only be something we claim, but something we live each day. In this beautiful mystery of shepherd and sheep, we find a tender and powerful companion, Our Lady, the mother of the good shepherd, the Gentile mother, who knows the voice of her son better than anyone, the mother who teaches us how to listen, how to trust, how to follow, how to surrender, and how to return when we are lost. The mother who stands at the gate of a sheepfold and whispers to our hearts, do whatever He tells you. The mother who intercedes for us when we wander, who guides us when we are confused, who protects us when we are attacked, who carries us in their heart when we are wounded, and who leads us always, always, always back to Jesus. First be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.